right, man, let's start with a injury update. Garrett Bowles was limited today. Benny Fowler was DMP. He's in a protocol still. Paxton Lynch, DMP. Bradley Roby was limited. Brandon Langley was DMP. Tlaib was full. Jamal Charles was full. Darren Stewart was full. Demaryius Thomas was full. Jeff Hyreman was full. And Von Miller was full. Questions.
What kind of mobility did you see out of Garrett Bowles today, and did it surprise you that he was able to get out and practice?
Not surprised by it. Obviously, the initial injury we thought was more serious, but he's treated and he's getting better fast. You know, he's not there yet, so we're not sure if he's going to play on Sunday, but he's getting better fast.
Does he give you the option that he might be able to play Sunday?
Absolutely, it's an option. But again, we've got two more days before the game, and he's still progressing, so we're not sure where he's going to be on Sunday. So,
was he able to do any team stuff today?
He did a little bit of team stuff. You know, he was obviously limited in practice, but he did a couple reps in team. So we'll see where he's at on Sunday.
It's important to see how he is in the morning after
the activity. That's a fair comment. Absolutely. I mean, he could be sore in the morning and have a setback. So we're not sure. You know, he went some today, and hopefully he gets better overnight and he can go more tomorrow and Saturday.
How did Bradley Roby look out there today?
Bradley looked okay. Again, with ankle injuries, they're going to be sore. So he fought through practice today, which I was proud of him for doing. And hopefully he gets better day by day.
With Booker coming around, how do you work the rotation at the running back? Do you leave well enough alone because it's working, or you like to see Booker?
Well, we're not sure if Book's going to go yet. So obviously when that time comes, we'll cross that bridge when we have to. But that running back room is a deep room, so it's going to be a work in progress as far as who gets the reps each week. We've got four capable guys, and obviously special teams plays a role in who dress and who don't dress for us. That's a huge deal for us. So, but again, it's a good thing to have four guys who we can play with.
Buffalo, I believe, has only had one turnover. Do you think it's a function of maybe their rushing attack, or what do you think that is?
I think it's two part. I think it's their style of offense, which is run first, and it's their coaching. I mean they're coaching it, and defensively they're taking the ball away some. So that's what they've been good at for years up in Buffalo. So I'm not surprised that they're good at that this year.
You mentioned Monday that when you guys have to turn it over trying to hold them to field goals. What's the key to those quick change situations for your defense kind of coming off the bench to stop them?
Well, defensively that comes down to first film study, because we obviously on Thursday afternoons, we go through the sudden change situations, and some offenses take shots because they assume that you're not focused. So some guys take shots like Phillip did, and some guys just go to normal offense. So I think it's part film study and it's part focus. We've got to go out there and force a field goal or force a punt, and that's just a mindset that we've got to develop.
Are you surprised at all how active Shaq's been, having no preseason, led all outside linebackers in snaps? And
yeah, I mean, it's a good thing for us. Obviously, he missed the entire summer. I mean, he missed everything. His first time playing was against the Chargers. So I'm very surprised that he's played so much at an effective level.
With Kaepernick no longer in the league, is Tyrod Taylor the most dangerous running quarterback in the league?
I would say so. Numbers speak to that. He's rushed for 500 yards in the last couple of seasons, and he's got 10-yard plus runs. That's huge for a quarterback. If you're talking about third down conversions, third and four, he runs for six. Third and eight, he runs for nine. I watched my game last year at Buffalo, and he ran for four long third downs. So absolutely, he's probably the one guy that can hurt you as far as running the football from that position.
Lots made of Mike McCoy and how he's helped the offense.
Yeah.
What about the contributions of the new position coaches like Jeep and Jed?
Yeah. Obviously, Mike's done a great job with changing our attitude with the offense. I mean, he's brought some confidence, some swagger that we needed. That being said, having Musgraves, that was a huge gift for us from Oakland, and Jeep Chris, from San Fran, two former coordinators, Jeff Davison, who's a big time online coach in this league. So I think his staff has done a great job, obviously changing our culture on offense. And Mike's done a great job of I've taken everyone's opinions and, you know, and advice on game plans. I mean, it's a good room. It's no egos, and it's working fine right now.
With Benny Fowler potentially out, which wide receivers would you be looking to step up in that role?
Well, Benny, I mean, he's in protocol. I mean, he could play. So, obviously, if that happens, if he's out, you know, we've got Jordan Taylor, obviously, that's going to step up.
Did McManus say anything this week? He's missed a couple kicks mm-hmm. that he usually makes. With mm-hmm. kickers, you leave him alone and have him figure it out?
No, he's fine. I mean, he's a weapon for us. You know, I watched the guy make all 10 kicks in preseason. I watch him every day make kicks, you know, and obviously in a game. And in the first game, he pushed a one, and Sunday, the wind kind of picked up on him, you know. So, but yeah, he's fine. I'm fine with him. He's confident, and he is going to be a weapon for us moving forward.
A few more for the coach.
Obviously, not a lot is made of wins and losses in the preseason. Mm-hmm. Is there something to be said for this team walking off the field as a winner six times in a row?
I think winning is important. You know, it speaks to your preparation. It speaks to your coaching and your players' attitude about, you know, when we play, we want to win. So it's a habit winning. So I'm not. You know, preseason's preseason, but, you know, if you don't win them, it's a huge deal. So when you win them, it should be as big if you win all four.
Vance, do you like your club's approach so far, still realizing you're halfway home?
Absolutely. You know, we have a very mature locker room. You know, they've won a lot of games. You know, and, you know, that being said, I mean, this locker room has had adversity also, you know, over the last 2 years. So, you know, they get it. It's week two. We've won two games. You know, this is going to be a true test for our football team to go to Buffalo and to travel on Friday and to play a stout defense like they are right now. So it's going to be a huge test for us.
Coach, how have you evaluated the rotation at left guard? And did you plan on continuing that moving forward?
The evaluation there. It's been a small evaluation, to be honest, you know, and, you know, both guys have played very solid, and it's really based on our game plan, you know, and that's by game and by series. You know, so I think it's worked fine for us right now. So it'll probably continue.
Thank you, Coach. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, guys. Thank you very much.